supplication on Saturdays. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Bismillah, words that seekers of sanctuary repeatedly recite. Words that the very cautious in search of protection often repeat. I seek refuge with Allah, the Exalted above all, from the oppression of the unjust, from the deceitful malice the envious use to lay snares and traps, from the injustice and outrage of the tyrants, and I sing his praise. Do better and go beyond other praisers. O Allah, thou art one, has no partner, and is the Lord and Master without being made. There is no discrepancy or nonsense in thy commands, nor there is lawlessness in thy kingdom. I beseech thee to send blessings on Muhammad, thy servant, thy messenger. To let me ask thee for enlightenment and inspiration, so as to be thankful for thy bounties, which alone get thy approval ultimately. To help me to obey thee and instinctively worship thee, and make me deserve thy rewards on account of thy very patronage. And have mercy on me, and prevent me from breaking in the bounds of thy prohibitions, as far as I am kept alive, and show the way unto that which is useful and advantageous till I go on survive. To let me take to heart the meanings of thy book, and by its reading, throw down the heavy burden of sins, and receive welfare and salvation as a gift. Let not my family and friends who love me leave me alone. Let thy favors reach me in abundance during the remainder of my life, exactly as they used to be made available for me in full in the days gone by. O the Most Merciful.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Rabbitu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena. Rabbitu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of the Almighty Allah. Dear brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, salam alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Our topic for today is standing firm in Islam. Today, Friday, is the 5th of the month of Safar, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 11th of Shahrivar, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 2nd of September, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We open the Holy Quran and we choose a verse to listen to. That is verse 136 of chapter Nisa from the Holy Quran. We'll listen to it.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. يا أيها الذين آمنوا آمنوا بالله ورسوله والكتاب الذي نزل على رسوله والكتاب الذي نزل على رسوله والكتاب الذي أنزل من قبل ومن يكفر بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر فقد ضل ضلالا بعيدا.
O you who have believed, believe in Allah and His Messenger and the book that He sent down upon His Messenger and the scripture which He sent down before. And whoever disbelieves in Allah, His angels, His books, His messengers, and the last day has certainly gone far astray.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The meaning of the verse may be such, O you who have faith, go a step further, or be firm in your faith forever. A believer should elevate himself to a higher degree of faith every day, since there are degrees in faith. However, disbelief in some heavenly books and some prophets is the same as disbelief in all.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Nawarta darbi, shukran. Shukran ya Rabbi.
شكراً يا ربي شكراً هديت قلبي شكراً نورت دربي شكراً شكراً يا رب.
Remember, we're speaking about standing firm on the path of Allah. It is necessary to stand firm in following one's principles. A person wrote to Imam Muhammad al-Jawad, peace be upon them, alayhi salam, saying, my father is an enemy of Ahlul Bayt, and I face a lot of distress and difficulties from him. Would you please pray to Allah for me? What do you think I should do? Shall I confront him about this or tolerate it from him? In his reply, the Imam, after mentioning the name of Allah, said, I understood your letter and what you mentioned about the case of your father. I shall not stop praying to Allah for you, inshallah, to tolerate and indulge your father is better for you than confronting him. Surely with difficulty there is ease. Be patient, for the end is for the God-conscious ones. May Allah make you firm on the guardianship of those whose guardianship you have undertaken. We are all the trust of Allah, who does not thwart His trust. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bi-nasta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with how to remain steadfast in the right path. At the same time, we find that in some connections, we have received some pieces of advice, moral advice from the infallible imams. It's indicated in historical accounts that once someone wrote a letter to the ninth infallible Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam, and indicated that his father used to abuse the Ahl al-Bayt. Then Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam indicated it to him in his reply that he should consider some points. One of them was that he should respect his father, although his father wasn't on the side of the Ahl al-Bayt, but he, as the son of his father, was expected to remain very respectful toward his father because it was his father. And this, I mean, son-father relationship should be observed. Another one is that Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam wrote to him, and in his advice, Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam indicated a piece of, made reference to a Quranic verse, "Inna ma'al usri yusra." Certainly, of the hardship comes comfort. And then Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam mentioned to him that he should be patient. Then Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam indicated another point, and it's "Fasbir inna al-aqibata lil-muttaqin." Be patient, because the good fortune comes for the pious people. And from this we understand that, these instances of steadfastness make sense very much in the case of the pious people and the true religious believers. Thank you very much.
IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture, that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible.
فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام.
All in all, in today's special IRIB English Radio.
In this part of today's special, we'll look at the means of steadfastness in Islam. One of them is understanding the reality of falsehood and not being misled by it. Allah, the Almighty, tell us in chapter 3 of the Holy Quran, verse 196, "Let not the free disposal and influence of the disbelievers throughout the land deceive you." This offers reassurance to the believers and helps them to stand firm. Allah also tell us in the Holy Quran, chapter 13, verse 17, "Then as for the foam, it passes away as is come upon the banks." Again, that was in chapter 13, verse 17. This is a lesson for those who have intelligence, not to fear falsehood or to submit to it.
رَبُّنَا رَبُّ الْقُلُوبِ وَهُوَ عَلَّامُ الْغُيُوبِ فِي الشُّرُوبِ. عفوه خير وجود فارتجي دوما رضا.
Under this title, Qualities of a Believer, we open another page. Indeed, these are the successful ones. That is the title of this part, and of course, one of the qualities of a believer. Success is not in having a paying job or all the good things of life. True success is finding yourself as an inhabitant of paradise. The believers are those whom God has promised the supreme paradise. In the Holy Quran, chapter 57, that is chapter Al-Hadid, verse 12, Allah the Almighty says, "On the day you shall see the believing men and the believing women, their light running forward before them and by their right hands. Glad tidings for you this day, gardens under which rivers flow in paradise, to dwell therein forever. Truly, this is the great success."
When Allah tells us, "Jannah, ask for Jannah, yearn for Jannah," How do we ask for Jannah? Do good deeds, help other people. So the point of the constant reminder of Jannah and to ask for Jannah and to strive for Jannah, to aspire for Jannah, is to do good deeds. Allah wants us to be good people. He wants us to help other individuals. He wants us to be kind, noble individuals. He knows we're selfish and He knows we're lazy. And unless He promises Jannah for the good deeds, human beings won't do those good deeds. A lot of times, Allah says, "Sari'u, rush towards Jannah," meaning rush towards doing good deeds. Go and help the poor. Go and help the orphans. Go and contribute towards good causes. Help other people. Any person that needs help, help them. "Sari'u, rush towards doing good deeds." He wants us to be encouraged to do good deeds. If not for the deed itself, at least for the reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised. Insha'Allah, that we have the blessings of Jannah. That Allah Azza wa Jal on the Day of Judgment writes me amongst the people of Jannah. And that is the greatest ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that I will enter Jannah on the Day of Judgment. Ask for Al-Jannah and work for Al-Jannah, because Jannah is to be earned. We can't just ask for it and that's it. We have to work and earn Jannah.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio, in which we discussed about standing firm in Islam and means of steadfastness in Islam. Inshallah, we continue this on the next episode. Till then, Allah bless all of you and we leave you in Allah's protection.
Told me that I'm crazy, who you're praying for? They told me there is nothing, who you're looking for? Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world. Cause I'm a believer. I'm a believer.
Food for thought.
Hello dear friends, and let us listen to an interesting remark from Imam Muhammad Baqir, peace be upon him, concerning the limits of exaltation. Do not ever celebrate any occasion with excessive happiness, which makes you forget halal and haram, that is, the permissible and the prohibited.
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio. log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been narrated from Imam Ali alayhi salam. And this hadith is about the intellect's incapacity to fathom God's essence. The mind's incapacity and inability to understand God as He is. Imam Ali alayhi salam said the following in his description of the angels, the malaika. He said, "With all the positions they possess, and with their rank near you, and all their love for you, and with their abundant servitude and worship for you, and their lack of attention about you, yet if they were to witness the essence of what is hidden about you from them, they would regard their deeds as insignificant." Right, so nobody can deny the rank and the greatness of the angels in their worship of God, in their knowledge of God, in their astonishment of God's essence, right? This is something which is attested to by all of us, and it is affirmed by the verses of the Holy Quran and the Hadith, right? Nevertheless, like we have, you know, obviously they don't die, you know, they constantly worship Allah. They don't sin. They follow the orders given to them. All of these things, but nevertheless, right? If they were to understand what they don't know about God, right, then they would regard their deeds as insignificant. The Imam in continuation says, they would reproach themselves and would realize that they have not worshipped you as you deserve to be worshipped and have not obeyed you as you deserve to be obeyed, right? So, you know, the angels with all of their greatness, even they don't have the ability to understand and to fathom God's essence as He truly is. Right? What to say of, you know, us. In a similar fashion, Imam Ali said the following. He said, "We do not know the essence of your greatness." In addressing God, he said this. "We do not know the essence of your greatness. All that we do know is that you are ever-living and self-subsisting, through whom all things subsist. Drowsiness and sleep do not overtake you. Vision does not reach you, and sight cannot perceive you." Right. So in this beautiful hadith, Imam alayhi salam, he alludes to certain negative qualities of God. I mean, he's not affected by drowsiness and sleepiness, visions cannot see him, sight cannot perceive him, right? But this doesn't actually describe what he is, right? These are describing what he is not. He's not a physical body, so he can't be seen, right? He's not, doesn't have a body, so he's not overtaken by sleep. But what exactly he is not something that is. Right? He doesn't die. I mean, he's ever living, he doesn't die. He's self-subsisting, he doesn't rely on something else, he doesn't have a cause. But it doesn't explain what he is, right? So this, the essence of God here is not being explained because, as the Imam says in the beginning of the hadith, he says, we don't know the essence of your greatness, right? And then he goes on and explains these negative qualities of God, which we call sifat salbi, these negative attributes of God. The Imam explains them without actually explaining what God is because it's something which human beings cannot fathom. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We're looking at the intellect's incapacity to fathom his essence in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد عودتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآله محمد وأجل فرجهم.
Welcome back again, respected brothers and sisters. Assalamu alaikum. Let's inshallah continue our review session. So brother Ali Nasir, Fawad Haider and Hussein Rohullah, welcome back again.
Thank you.
Welcome.
هذا النور شفاء صدور فاض وعطر كل لسان وهنا حلقات الصديق قلب ينبض بالقرآن وهنا حلقات الصديق قلب ينبض بالقرآن.
Now 13 letters are done. How many letters are done? 13 letters. Six letters for? Through letters. Through and letters. The rule idhar was applied.
Yes.
Six letters and idgham.
Idgham.
Yarmalun. The rule idgham was applied. With ghunna and without ghunna. One letter. Iqlab. Okay, the rule iqlab was applied. And the rest of the letters, whatever you have. Not English letters, okay? Arabic letters. Whatever letter you have, what rule will you apply for?
Ikhfa.
Ikhfa.
The rule ikhfa. What does ikhfa mean?
Hiding.
Hiding, yes. Something. Okay? Hiding. Actually, the meaning of ikhfa means to hide something. Yes. But here it means to hide the
sound.
The sound. The sound of what?
The letter.
Letters.
What letters?
The 15, 14. 15.
No letters. Way. That's wrong.
That's
to hide the sound of tanween or noon isakin. We're talking,
yes,
about this.
Yes, yes.
But when you have one of the rest of the letters after this tanween or noon isakin.
That's what I said.
Yes, you're right. Okay, good. So these, how many letters are left?
15.
15 letters. If you count alif.
Or 14.
Yeah, 15. 15 letters are left. So whenever you have them, you apply the rule. Ikhfa. All right. I think if we go through
inshallah, let's continue reviewing the rest of the lessons. Then inshallah we'll go and recite some verses of the Quran Kareem and apply the rules, okay? After finishing this long journey, after like doing the idgham, idhar, ikhfa and iqlab rules, we came to understand the rules of mim sakina, right?
Yes.
Mim sakina. There were like three rules. One was ikhfa of mim and idgham. Idgham mutamathilain or mithilain that I told you. And then idhar then we had, okay? Idhar. So all of them we practiced, especially when meme. There is the letter meme, it is sakin, and the next word starts with the letter ba, the same as noon, okay? Here we apply the rule.
Ikhfa.
Iqlab.
Iqlab?
Iqlab? Ikhfa or iqlab?
Iqlab.
Ikhfa. Ikhfa, yes?
Ikhfa.
For example, yeah. For example, we say, minkum ba, like this. Yeah? We have a ba after this. Or for example, ya'lam bi'an... أَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَرَى. This way, right?
Yes.
Yes.
That was it. And then we actually finished the Mim Sakina rules. Then we went to the how to stop, how to make a pause. Like there were many rules, okay, that you apply whenever you stop, okay? For example, I recite the ayah, I come to end the ayah here, but what should I do? Should I change anything or no? For example, if the letter has had a harakat like fatha, kasra, or dhamma, should I pronounce it? Yeah? For example, I have قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ. It has tanwin dhamma. So should I pronounce the tanwin dhamma? Reciting this way, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ. Allahu samadu lam yalid wa lam yulad. This is sukun, okay? Should I pronounce the harakat or no?
No.
We came to say no. You don't have to pronounce the harakat, alright?
Yes.
You have to change. So there were many rules that we talked about then. Then the final discussion was on
Mad.
Which was again a long journey.
Yes.
That alhamdulillah we finished and covered all. So, brothers and sisters, this was a quick review of what we learned, okay? Actually, I just named the topics. Some of them, we discussed them. But, so if you want, inshallah, to learn them better and review them in details, so you can listen to our previous sessions one by one, inshallah, and learn them well. So, let's go, inshallah, once. We have, like, some minutes, inshallah, reciting some of the verses of the Quran Kareem and trying to practice and apply the rules, okay? Then, inshallah, in the next session, we'll completely practice and apply all the rules that we have so far learned, okay, in the verses of the Holy Quran. Then, inshallah, that's going to be the last session of our Quranic sessions in level 3.
الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم.
If you see the Holy Quran in Surah Muzammil, ayat number 20, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, and recite as much as possible from the Quran. As much as possible.
ربنا ما خلقت هذا.
That's why they say one of the beauties of the eloquence of the fasahat and balaghat of the Quran is that whenever you open the Quran, it's as if it speaks to you today very, very clearly.
The Quran is a covenant of God for His creature. It is misaq. It is covenant for His servants. It is necessary for the Muslims to read this covenant and recite 50 words every day.
So, if you have the Quran, respected brothers and sisters, please go to the page 2nd Okay, after Suraha, Surah Al-Baqarah, inshallah we'll go on and recite some verses from Surah Al-Baqarah. Starts with Alif Lam Mim, right?
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
One question: how many counts should we prolong the mad of lam and mim for?
Four counts.
Okay?
Yes.
Up to? Six counts.
Okay.
Alif Lam Mim.
Alif Lam Mim.
Ahsan. Thalika. There is an alif mad. How many counts?
Two counts.
What type of mad is it?
Lean. Or mad tabi.
Mad tabi'i or natural.
Natural.
Yes. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه
ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه.
Okay, in level 2 we learned this, that these three dots, six dots actually we have, yes?
Yes.
Three dots before fi on the type of, on the top of ba, la rayba, and three dots after fihi, right? They are on the top of how we have. So what do these six letters, six dots mean?
I don't know.
This is type of...
We should waqf, stop.
A sign of waqf, a sign of stopping. So what type of stopping is it?
Complete what does it stopping.
Say? Huh?
Complete stopping.
Do we have incomplete stopping?
Yes.
What is incomplete stopping?
We don't complete the word.
No.
We don't pronounce the fatha after a word or the vowels.
No, actually, in any...
Like fitra, we say fitr.
No.
Here, yes. We can stop on la raib or on fi.
Okay, look.
We can do like this. Yeah. La raib.
Say rohla is to some extent right.
Fi.
Look,
we
this...
Stop two times.
Two times? That is what is forbidden. You don't have to stop two times.
Yeah.
Like you say, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبْ فِيهِ. Two times, yeah? You mean this way? That's wrong. This, I think we have two examples like this, okay? In the Quran, we have two examples, or in two places we have this, okay? So remember that whenever you see this, like six dots, okay? So you have... like these options. Number one, either you recite from ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْب, stop at the first one, and then do not stop at the second one. Stop at the first one. فِيهِ هُدَى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Recite this way.
Mm-hmm.
So these three dots at the first and three dots second. So you have to stop at one of them. If you stop at the first one, don't stop at the second one. If you did not stop at the first one, you have to stop at the second one. Mm-hmm. Okay? And you cannot stop at both of them, and also you cannot skip both of them. You got it?
Simple.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
You don't have to say this way, pronounce this way, or recite this way. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدَى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. You just skip both of them, no? Based on tajweed rules, don't do this. Or you can recite this way as well. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدَى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Okay? Not this way. So what should you do? You should recite this way. Recite Adi Nasir and stop at the first one.
ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ.
Ahsan. And
fihi hudan lilmuttaqin.
Fihi hudan lilmuttaqin. That's correct. Hussein Ruhallah, now you recite it and stop at the second one, not at the first one.
ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ.
Ahsan.
هُدًا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ.
Great, okay. This was one example, or just a point, okay, about how to stop. Now let's continue. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه
ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه
أحسن فيه. So it is natural mad, but when you stop at natural mad, okay, you can prolong it for four counts. Yes, for more than two counts.
هدى للمتقين
هدى للمتقين
صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
Inshallah, we'll continue reciting this surah, okay? Some of the verses of this surah after taking a short break. Then inshallah, we'll come back. Stay with us. See you inshallah in the next session. Let's recite a salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa atil faraj.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be looking at a question that a lot of people ask, and that question is regarding the difference and the distinction between the way that the Bible describes the Prophet Jesus and the way that the Quran does, or the way that the Quran introduces him and the way that the Bible introduces him. You know, there's a fundamental difference between these two descriptions of this great prophet of God. And the difference and the distinctions are so glaring and so different that sometimes one wonders if the two are talking about the same person, right? But so we don't have time to go into the details of, you know, of you know, why this is so and what led to this, you know, this distinct and different descriptions. But right now, we just want to kind of allude to a couple of instances and cases that can help allude to, you know, this, you know, how they're different. You know, in the Holy Quran, you know, Jesus has been described as an obedient servant of Allah, of God, a monotheist, an immaculate person, him and his mother. And, you know, we have numerous hadiths regarding the immaculateness of both, of obviously of Jesus and also the mother of Hazrat Isa, Hazrat Maryam, the Lady Maryam. For example, we have a hadith from the Holy Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which says that the foremost of the ladies of paradise are four in number. You know, Khadija, the wife of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Lady Fatima, his daughter alayhi salam, Asiya, the wife of the Pharaoh, and finally Maryam, the
the mother of Jesus. Right? So these are, you know, the immaculateness and the purity which the Quran and the Sunnah describes them, right? You know, this is something very clear. But when we look at the Bible, we see something very contradictory to this. For example, in one case, the Bible describes Jesus as being somebody who fears death. In one case, it says that when Jesus was on the gallows or was on the crucifix, the fear of death overcame his entire existence, and because of that, you know, he turned to God and asked for his help. And when he did not receive an answer, he became angry, and he kind of scolded God Almighty, and you know, in a very kind of condescending tone, said, "Why have you forsaken me?" Right. So this is kind of something that's unbecoming of, you know, a prophet, a great prophet. You know, prophets and you know, all great men, you know, all they have courage. This courage comes from God and their reliance on God. And, you know, fear of death is not something that we can ascribe to such an immaculate being. Right. So even when we look at, you know, some of the people who are not prophets, like some of the followers of the A'immah, right? Like, for example, when we look at the story of Karbala, we see that Imam Hussein's son, when he asks him, "What do you think of death?" he says that, "For me, it's sweeter than honey." Right. So how could we say that the Prophet Jesus, who was a prophet, right, could fear death and, you know, be in this kind of fearful state? Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We're looking at Jesus in the Bible and in the Holy Quran. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hussein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.
Quran Quest, yes please. Quran Quest, answering your Quranic questions.
تحفظني من همزات الشيطان ومن زلات
قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is IRIB English Radio broadcasting from Iran. The program is Quran Quest, where we study the verses of the Quran one by one with our always happy, always smiling, Very knowledgeable, Brother Habib. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Habib. Thank you very much for being with us.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you.
So we are on chapter 77 of the Quran, verses 20 onwards from this chapter. We've studied quite a lot. The chapter has warned people about disbelieving the Day of Judgment. Let's listen to these verses and we'll be back for the rest of the discussion. Don't go away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
ألم نخلقكم من ماء
Did we not create you from a liquid disdained? And we placed it in a firm lodging. For a known extent.
فَقَدَرْنَا فَنِعْمَ الْقَادِرُونَ
And we determined it, and excellent are we to determine.
وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ
Woe that day to the deniers.
أَلَمْ نَجْعَلِ الْأَرْضَ كِفَاتًا
Have we not made the earth a container?
أَحْيَاءً وَأَمْوَاتًا
Of the living and the dead?
وَجَعَلْنَا فِيهَا رَوَاسِيَ شَامِخَاتٍ
And we placed therein lofty, firmly set mountains, and have given you to drink sweet water. Woe that day to the deniers.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest, and you just listened to verses 20 onwards from chapter 77 of Quran. The first few verses say, Did we not create you from a base fluid, then lodge it in a secure dwelling place for a known measure? Thus do we determine what excellent determiners. Woo that day to the deniers. So now the Quran is in this part where it wants to keep reminding people of the power of God subhanahu wa ta'ala and that the Day of Judgment is a piece of cake for him.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. And like how you stated, brother, it starts off to talk about human beings in the beginning of their purpose of life. You looked at it as the capability of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm looking at it at the path of towards the goal, towards which is reaching that paradise level, that satisfaction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you start off as
a base fluid, something that God says
insignificant,
repetitively.
Yeah, maheen, like it's something that's insignificant, something that's humiliated, something that's usually discarded, right? And
something that should be very humble.
Not clean. Mm-hmm. How are they not clean? I always remember when the verses talk about these, verses that talk about the beginning of human beings, ثُمَّ جَعَلَ نَسْلَهُ مِنْ سُلْصَالَةٍ مِنْ مَاءٍ مَهِينٍ, right? And I always remember the saying of Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salam. I am surprised about mankind. Their beginning is dirty. They hold something dirty throughout their lives, and then at the end of the day, they become something dirty.
Mm-hmm. And yet they're so proud.
Yet they're so proud of themselves that they have this, showing off. Mm-hmm. Whenever you think of yourself at the beginning of your life, You were this, you turned into this, now you're going to become something greater than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You want to become something greater than creation and everything. When you're all one. It's also based for, you know, for fighting against racism as well, you know. At the end of the day, black, white, yellow, green, red, I don't care what color you are. One day you were blood inside your father and you were something that's, you know, how do you say it?
Disgusting, let's say.
Yeah, disgusting, something about like despised, mm-hmm. right? And now you become this. That's just one way to look at it. Another way to look at it is the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How you know, detailed, let's say. How
accurate,
like the greatness of this creation. Like uh-huh. when you look at it, like how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how can you claim this is coming from nothing?
From chance.
Like from chance, you know, like this big bang on all of everything else that comes after it is what is out of chance. Just look at how human beings reproduced. And, you know, it's not like just once or twice or three times. Billions and billions and billions of human beings have been reproduced by this method. And yet to this day, with all that technology that we have, we still cannot reach to the same point. Where glands, not metal, glands, not electricity, the soul, the spirit, this makes us move our hearts. Just something so complicated at the same time. So that's the beginning of human beings.
Thank you very much. Let's take our break right now and we'll be back for the rest of the discussion. Don't go away.
إن سألتم عن الله فهو رحمن رحيم أنزل الشارع حنيفا رحمة للعالمين رحمة للعالمين.
This is Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio. It's a program that attempts to answer your questions pertaining to the Noble Quran. We'd be delighted to have your comments about the program. Just search Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio.
If you ask me who my God is, on whose name I call, if you ask me who my God is, He's the God of us all, Allah the Merciful. If you ask me what my book is that I hold in my hand, if you ask me what my book is, it's the Holy Quran, the Holy Quran.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest, we're on verses 20 onwards from chapter 77 of the Quran. So, human beings come from this disgusting fluid, to be very... No. Very, very blunt with each other. And then this is lodged in a secure dwelling place.